InfoWars is in the middle of one of the biggest news stories in the news cycle for the last week. And I don't say that as if I'm happy about that. I don't say that, Owen Troyer, riding shotgun here with me, like I'm happy about that. I am very, very, very upset this is going on because we see Apple moving to communist China, saying they're going to merge with the government to be state-run because they can be tax-exempt. That's in Reuters. That's in AP. But they report it like it's boring. This is just sensational. We've got the other telecoms and other big tech giants saying they're going to line up with China so they can have entry into the market. So that's what's happening right now, Owen. And InfoWars is in the middle of just absolutely giant, massive censorship. And what's crazy is, I'm going to go through this today, is I've talked to some people that work at YouTube that are pretty high level. Those are obviously off record. They've gone in and looked at the accounts, and they say the problem is YouTube gives too many people access, Google does, to the people that work at YouTube. And so there are tens of thousands of people that have access, and you've got SJWs that, as an act of rebellion, just like deep state won't do what the president says, even though it's constitutional, or won't follow laws, there is a mutiny inside YouTube. Now, that's what Bloomberg said on Wednesday. That's what The Verge said on Wednesday. That's what we said. And I'm giving The Verge and Bloomberg credit because their reporters went out and actually found out what was going on. They found out what was happening. And they reported that indeed we had been wrongfully terminated, blocked, frozen. The account was frozen, one step from being deleted with two strikes. And that thousands of others had. I mean, mainline famous preachers, liberals, centrist, any liberals like Sargon of Akkad were very popular, who said, hey, I'm a liberal, but don't ban conservatives. He got banned. Mike Adams of Natural News, he's still currently banned. Dr. Jerome Corsi of InfoWars, he got banned. Nothing to do with the Parkland shooting. Thousands of accounts. So that's one group is they're saying there's a rebellion inside because they hired the Southern Poverty Law Center. You can't make that up to come up and run it. We're going to cover all this. But the other school of thought is, no, they're playing Operation Crying Wolf and that they're claiming it's rogue employees, but they're just banning and unbanning and blocking and striking people until we all just get tired and then it's a non-story because it is a big deal to have a purge. We'll have it be an on purge and off purge. You know, it's the old thing of World War One. They started going over loudspeakers, the German first. The Austro-Hungarian Empire would say, don't run. You know, we've stopped fighting. Just lay down your arms. We're not going to attack you. And then they would kill them when they came over the top. And they kind of memorialized that as a fictional account, but it was a real historical battle in Saving Private Ryan where the GI is about to kill the German with the bayonet. And the German goes, no, friend, stop. And the American stops when he has the initiative for just a second for the German to flip him over and run the knife into him. And so the smarter money and some of my Army intel buddies I talked to this morning, they and some CIA folks, they think that this is a rebellion going on, but they're doing it over and over again till we just get tired and give up. And then CBS, everybody else who'd admitted this was happening, they came out today and said, is Jones lying? His YouTube's up and he's uploading new videos. Well, that's because in the last 9 days, 8 days and 9 days, they have put five strikes on, four we have copies of, one just disappeared, and then we had three strikes yesterday, and I was told, well, three strikes, usually in a few hours or a day, it'll roll over, you're deleted. I was told that by a source who could look into our account, but he couldn't change it because he was in a different a division of YouTube, but he was high level in marketing, but he wasn't one of the moderators. And so he said, yeah, you'll probably be gone at least by tomorrow. I reported that. We had three strikes. I'll show you the three strikes from internally in the control panel. But then suddenly those are gone. But then they come back for the same videos again. So Owen Troyer, we're going to break, but in your gut, what do you think's happening of the two scenarios? Are there other scenarios?
I think that there's that, and I think there's one more scenario where you have people reporting our videos and flagging our videos saying we said they're Christ actors, so they strike it, and then YouTube goes and reviews the videos. They find out that we never said that, and that whoever flagged that video lied about it, so then they reinstate the video because they lied about what we said.
So they just keep reflagging.
Yes, basically, because it's the same videos.
We'll be right back.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the United States is in the biggest censorship in its history. Not just by statistical magnitude, because there's more people alive today than there were 100 years ago or 200 years ago, but I've studied history. We're in the biggest censorship we've ever seen, and it is modeled after the communist Chinese. And Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me here, Infowars.com anchor and host as well, investigative journalist. We're right in the middle of it, and the Wall Street Journal met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, the CEO of News Corp that runs the Wall Street Journal, I should say, said, we're going to start with WikiLeaks, Alex Jones, and ISIS, and we're going to ban those and set the precedent. And then within a year, there'll only be about 100 providers online on Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all of it, and we'll make a lot more money. Well, I saw that, and people had derivative headlines that said, hold on to your tinfoil hat, YouTube's coming for Alex Jones. Well, about a week and a half later, it happened. All the fake strikes. And here's the key. They are setting the precedent with us because they think that there's enough people that hate us that somehow they'll just accept getting rid of free speech. But once they've set the precedent, it's for everybody. So we've got huge developments. This is one of the biggest stories, thousands of articles the last week, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in the first few days when it kicked off before that. So, we're talking the last week and a half since this kicked off, thousands and thousands of articles. And if it wasn't for DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars is big, our affiliates are big, and it was going to be a big story. But if it wasn't for Drudge, who for a week, when no one else picked it up, wrote about it and linked to it every day, because he supports free speech, we would not have gotten this big breakthrough. So, CNN starts lobbying 9 days ago to take us down in three articles and two TV reports. We showed those to you. You can pull them up. CNN, InfoWars is two strikes away from being banned. And they said, we initiated it. We're calling for the videos to be taken down. I've talked to the antitrust lawyers. We have them. The thing is, they have so much money and the globalists don't care. They think they're going to have the country sewn up the next year before we win in court. That's why every lawyer we talk to goes, oh, my God, this is open and shut. But, see, they don't seem to care. So I'm going to get your take on that, Owen. And there's this other big news concerning Nunes saying they found evidence of massive Hillary collusion. They're going to seek a major investigation, and so that's all coming up. Devin Nunes drops the Moab of the Russian investigation, claims there's evidence of collusion. But, Owen, you're going to be hosting yourself a special report as you're on the street covering Antifa this weekend. You're going to be taking over in the second hour. But, all I can say to the listeners is this. This is so huge because you have CNN saying ban InfoWars, and then we can go into our control panel on our YouTube channels that have over 3 billion views on our channels, almost 2 billion on the main on the main channel, and of course billions others on other channels that we let carry our material. It's all copyright free, free to air. Just get it out there, folks. And my head spins because they then came out and had a bunch of sponsors that had never sponsored us. The UN, Nike, all these groups go spend $20 to $160. That was their biggest sponsors. And then we only get like a third of that or something. Only for like a week, they went and sponsored us on Google, which anybody can do. And then so they could all announce they were pulling after CNN called them Friday. So that's a big national headline. Look at this. CNN pushes YouTube to ban Alex Jones' demonetized video channel. Breitbart, Daily Caller, companies suspend ads on Alex Jones' InfoWars YouTube channel after CNN contacts them. Now, I'm reading them because they're real news and actually quote real quotes and quote us and get the facts. You want thousands of others. It's CBS, New York Times, Washington Post. It's this idea that I'm being destroyed, that everyone's leaving me, that I'm going to collapse. I've never had the UN sponsor us. I've never had Nike. I've never had it. Suddenly, they were all this week. We could go into the... In fact, I'm checking with YouTube to see if it violates rules of service, because I think it does. You're not supposed to get into advertisers' issues and how much they're spending. They've already published all this, so I can say what they've published. And I'm talking to lawyers tonight. That's one of the reasons I'm going off early. So I'm not going to violate people's privacy like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and the Southern Poverty Law Center helping run this for YouTube and CNN. I mean, CNN is in my account. They brag about it. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been hired by Google for YouTube, and they're in my life. And then they run this stunt where they go get a bunch of people to spend 20 is the smallest advertiser, 160 for the week's the biggest. They all put in like pennies to have their ads so then they can pull them virtue signal and be in thousands of newspapers against Alex Jones. Now that is a scam. And they've done it and it's next level. So I asked a question earlier to you. I'm told by our YouTube sources, and the media calls me and goes, give us your sources. And I go, no. They go, that's weird. And I go, oh, yeah, the media never has secret sources. But they told us that the day before Bloomberg reported it last week and the day before The Verge got it right, YouTube apologized on Wednesday saying, we're sorry. A lot of conservatives got banned because the new moderators we hired from the Southern Poverty Law Center, 10,000 of them. And jump in any time, Owen. It's just that my head's spinning. And then they put our channel back, then they pulled it back down. So I'm going to go over coming up the history with the actual strikes that we've printed off here so that people can see for themselves. Because the new thing, Owen, since they removed the strikes again today, after putting them back again yesterday for the fifth time, is that now it never happened, Owen, because they failed to ban us and because YouTube managers came in and lawyers said, you can't do this. He didn't say what you said. We're wide open for lawsuits. Antitrust, tortious interference, unfair business practices, racketeering. They're now saying, and I've had reporters calling me saying, show us the strikes. We don't believe you. So CNN's up there. They're in thousands of publications celebrating. Our channel's got one strike, then two, then three headlines. It's about to be taken down. Hooray. We blew up the Death Star, Owen. And then when they fail, they say we made it up, Owen. I've got all the articles. I can't even compute what this is. Are they putting strikes in and removing them so it sounds like we're crying wolf? Or is it the mutiny like the people told me and what Google says? When we broke out the day before, Google said, no, we've got people mutinying inside. A civil war in Google controlling YouTube. Or is it that people keep putting fake strikes and so it's automated and kicks back through, but our channel's not automated because it's a partner, not just a regular partner, a partner with YouTube, which they don't want me to talk about going back 8 years because they'll try to embarrass YouTube. Big deal. I'm a news organization. CNN's partnered with them. So, I get a lot of the inside baseball. I just don't leak it out there because it's private information. What the hell do you think's going on, Owen?
Well, I actually think it's all of that, and there's a bigger agenda to create an environment of thought that you're losing, that you've been defeated. It's the same type of stuff they do whenever you have to go to court for legal stuff or with your family. They say, oh, Alex Jones' family is abandoning him. You know, I had to hear that yesterday on the streets. I'm like, that's not true at all. Alex spends a ton of time with his kids. I mean, so they want to create
I have my children, my four children, if you average it together, 75% of the time. No, because my newborn baby, I got 100% of the time. So you have to do the math. I have my three children 75% of the time. And then I have my newborn baby. Well, she's now 10 months old. God, time flies. 100%. So what's 75 if I have the three? And then how do you average in the other one? So that's like 85,
90%? Something like that.
My children 90% of the time.
But that's what they do. They create this environment of thought where people think you've been defeated. They think you've lost. Oh, you've been banned from YouTube. You said there were crisis actors. Oh, you lost your kids. And it's all fake. It's the same thing. It's all pseudo. But Alex, I have to tell you, it was deja vu today for me. And I don't know if you remember this, but last Sunday, you started the broadcast kind of the same way, and you actually said something last Sunday. It's probably one of my favorite quotes, my favorite moments ever of the Alex Jones Show. You come on air, and you're like, you know, I feel sick because we're getting banned. They're trying to censor us. I feel sick. And then you go, but at a fleshly level, I want them to ban me. At a fleshly level, it's almost like sweet victory that they can't defeat us, so they have to ban us, and they're only going to make us bigger. So the more they ban us, the more they strike us, the more the audience supports us, the more people go to the Alex Jones channel, the more people go to Infowars.com. So it's this weird thing where like,
okay. Well, exactly. I want them to do the right thing. It hurts me they're banning us from being corrupt and evil and working with the Communist Chinese and Southern Poverty Law Center. But at a Machiavellian level, I'm like, don't you idiots get it? Exactly.
And that's where we are right now. So they can try to stop the First Amendment, and that's what they want to do, but they're going to show their face, and people aren't going to like it.
I just can't believe it's gotten this crazy. Well, I know this. They can try to ban us. They can call us lies, anti-Semitic, say we're sexually assaulting people with no proof. They can make up whatever they want in the last week. They can try to take our sponsors away. They already took them all away, so then they have big corporate sponsors come back and become sponsors for a week as a stunt so they can pull their support. And then they spent like $20, $50, $160, hundreds of big names, so they could be listed virtue signaling that they pulled away from InfoWars. They already, when Trump won, demonetized us 97% for about 6 months. We used to bring in about $40,000 a month on YouTube. That's in the top 10th of 1%. And that wasn't that much money to fund our operation total. And then they cut it down to about $3,000 a month, and that hurt them so bad with thousands of conservative libertarian channels that they went to about 70% demonetization now. But it's all regional patriots that are advertising and Second Amendment groups and universities and other organizations came in to fill the gap. But then to have them have these simulated victories, I was trying to explain to my 15-year-old son how this works. He finally got it. I was saying, son, they want to have this illusion that we're falling and that if you're associated with us, you're going to go bankrupt, to intimidate everybody else that if you stick your head up and you're for the Second Amendment, we're going to destroy you. And listen, it's not just me. They tried to take down the NRA. They're trying to take away their banking. They're trying to say they don't have a right to commerce. That's serious racketeering. That's serious oppression. I was talking to Ted Nugent yesterday at his house. I was there about 3 hours, and we're going to play some clips of this coming up in the next hour, just sneak peeks of the amazing two-plus hours of interviews we have. And I've met him before, but in a crowded situation, and he's been on the show probably 50 times in the last 18, 19 years. I've been on there 23 years, but I'm going to talk about that right now because Ted was telling me off record, and I'm not going to say what he said, Owen, off record, but he said on record. And if we don't have that clip today, you can play that tomorrow in your hostings. I'm taking a few days off with my children for spring break. I had a spring break. He told me, he said, yeah, he goes, I don't need any money, obviously. You know, I've sold 50 million records or whatever. But he said, I give a lot of my money to charity, this and that, you know, as you know. And he said, but before Trump got elected, they were bringing in large amounts of money every year. And he's more popular than ever. That's what's popular is the evergreen, you know, famous stars and going out and playing. That's the only money in music. And he said, but as soon as he continued to back the NRA the last year, that you talk about a sacrifice. I mean, the sacrifice he's making is unbelievable because he gave me the numbers and he was telling me about it. And sometime he said, if they don't fix it soon, he's going to go public because it is racketeering. And I told Ted, I said, you need to go public. The fact that we've done this has made him back off quite a bit. But this is savage bullying going on against the American people. And it's got to stop. It's like they'll hit you in the head if you got a MAGA hat on with a bike lock or whatever. And the media, or they'll shoot cops, you know, Black Lives Matter or Antifa. And then CNN says, well, cops are bad. So this is justice. Some random cop gets killed because maybe a cop did something bad 1,000 miles away. This is terrorism. And when I got up here 20 minutes ago on air, and I started the show saying, Communist China has allied with the big tech firms to help censor, and they're moving their headquarters over there, Apple is, and giving the iCloud keys, you read the article, to the Chinese government, because the Chinese government offered them zero tax. Remember, Trump lowered our deal from 40 to 15. Well, they just went to zero. They've made the deal, and they said they're going to help police the internet from China, and that this week they took Easter off the calendar, a month before Easter, and said, no, Christianity's basically bad. Pull that up. I mean, if I'd have heard this 20 years ago, even with my brain, I wouldn't have believed it, Owen. This is the big push. This is the big launch to see what they can get away with. And because people got upset, they go, oh, it's a mistake. Oh, we didn't mean it. But they don't coordinate. CNN's flogging, saying we called all his sponsors to get him removed, when they guaranteed geared up the stunt of having him go advertise with no real money to run this. I mean, when you understand they're given over to total fraud, they're given over to total lies, and then you get angry, Drudge gets angry, everybody links to us being banned, so they reinstate the channel, pull the channel off, reinstate the channel, pull it off. Bloomberg calls, and Google goes, no, this is mistaken rogue employees. Then they take us off again. Owen Schroyer, what would you call this period of history? Because the psych warfare chiefs are trying to make things as confusing as they can.
Well, there's never been more of a centralized control over media and content and opinion. So what you have is, I mean, there's a reason why InfoWars is the most badass news organization on the planet. There's a reason why they hate us. There's a reason why they want us banned. So you have this huge pushback and you have this huge awakening, this resurgence of America, this resurgence of humanity. But the power structure and the establishment and the centralized control cannot allow that to happen. That's what they're so afraid about. They're afraid of competition. They're afraid about somebody reporting on the unethical business practices of Apple. I mean, my God. The unethical business.
They own the worst factories. It's one thing to work somebody 14 hours in a sweatshop. That's bad enough. But compared to other people starving outside in Guatemala, you know, they're happy to be there. Because I've been to some of the sweatshops and covered it in Mexico and places. Okay, yeah, it's rough, but it's kind of what America went through, you know, 100 years ago in the jungle. T.S. Eliot, or I read the book, who wrote it. The point is it exactly 18-hour workdays till their fingers bleed, forced abortions, they put them on drugs to control them, and they have suicide nets in the hallways and around the buildings because so many people commit suicide. And if you speak up, they execute you.
And then they'll give you a phone, and when they release a new phone 2 years, 3 years later, they make that phone obsolete.
Which we always knew.
And like
my phone works great, but the new one came out and suddenly it's 10 times slower. And then it came out, they make it 10 times slower.
And so where are the lawsuits against Apple? But that's what I'm saying. This is why they have to.
Because they virtue signal and fund Black Lives Matter and get us to all fight with each other. It's all just a cover.
This is why they have to ban you, because you're going to report on this. This is why they have to ban our videos, because we're going to report on this. I forgot the number. I saw a report between Apple and Amazon and Facebook and Google. They bought like $550 billion worth of businesses in the last calendar year or something. So they're going for full control.
And they all paid zero tax.
And they're going for full control, okay? They're going for full centralized power, full centralized.
They're bigger than the government. And Google's bigger is in the top 10 GDPs in the world, okay? It's bigger than most governments, okay? It's in the top 10 GDPs. So there is a civil war inside, because they are reinstating us because they realize we can win lawsuits. But that's only for now. When they bring in the full authoritarianism, it's over.
So here's a story. They got Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google spent $50 million to influence U.S. government in 2017. That's just money they spend on the government. I mean, that's not even talking about all the businesses they buy to just make Facebook bigger. So they buy up all the competition. And so what are you, Alex? Your competition to CNN, your competition to MSNBC, your competition to Fox, your competition to ABC, your competition to CBS, all of that. But you're not under their control. You're not owned by News Corp.
That's, again, they wouldn't care about was competition reaching this level and was towing the party line. They're upset because we'll actually read and go, it's no big deal. When you work in China, you put government officials over your company and you give them access to the data. It says that in Reuters. China, the government, is getting access to all your Apple IDs. They're moving over there. We will point out points they don't want being discussed and have a big enough epicenter to then get it out and have it break big.
Or we'll play a video that's just someone else's report saying, oh, I think there were multiple shooters, or I was walking with Nicholas Cruz after the event. We just play that video, and they can't even stand that because no one else is doing it on TV, so InfoWars can't do it. Shut them down.
And we get contacted by the reporters from the station, says they won't air this, will you? Exactly. We're not controlled. That's why they hate us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here's the answer. The social engineers bet that we're stupid, bet that we're easily entertained, and that we could have a giant internet DARPA-controlled grid, the web, that would control us and track us, and we'd never use it to actually get our freedom back. But they miscalculate. So now they're just flooding the web with all this disinformation, all this fake news, all this petty garbage, in a hope that people get overwhelmed with informational overload, and then they can just come in and say, we're going to fix all this for you. We're going to start censoring and stopping people that say no children died and that, you know, no shooting happened, and they're all child actor crisis actors. Well, we never said that. But once they set that precedent, get you to go, well, I'm for free speech, but not for those bad guys, they've won. So I've got a bunch of other issues I want to get to, a bunch of riveting footage of Antifa attacking our reporters last week and yesterday and being arrested here in Austin and all of it. But I also promised a lot of news. I've had a lot of news email, and people have gotten my cell phone call. And they say, prove you even have strikes. Again, it's all about disdain for their readers. They know they failed to ban us so far. It's gone back and forth at least four times, them banning us, unbanning us, just on YouTube, them calling for our sponsors to be taken, CNN having pieces about it, Stelter, Dan Rather, Jordan Kepler went on his show, all of this. And now they just say, oh, we didn't do it. So I have to show people the actual strikes, just for the record. And our listeners are like, what do you mean? It's been all over the news. They think you have the memory of a goldfish. They say the average person has one shorter. A goldfish is 8 seconds. The average person is 3 seconds below about 30. Doesn't mean everybody's like that. And you can train your mind back to not be like it. But they think you're out of sight, out of mind. So let me go over some of these headlines for you and jump in anytime, Owen. CNN pushes YouTube to ban Alex Jones' demonetized video channel. The best article from Breitbart. It has Stelter saying just a year ago in an op-ed, never censor people, even if you don't like them. It's up to the courts to decide if it's defamation. Then it has him quoted saying, shut down Alex Jones, he's pollution. When they're talking about how I said no kids died, with Hogg on there agreeing to it all. Companies suspend ads on Alex Jones' InfoWars YouTube channel after CNN contacts them. CNN says they're doing all this.
Yeah, why are they behind the scenes doing this? What is up with that? These people are freaks, man.
Well, then I have reporters call me and they go, you claim CNN is? And I go, I send them three articles, no article. AP called me about this last week. I sent them the article. I sat there, sent them. And they're like, okay, we'll get back with you. Thank you. No story.
You don't think, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be shocked if Brian Stelter is sitting at his computer just flagging InfoWars videos all day long.
Well, you know it's Phil Mudd of the CIA. I mean, he says he's going to kill
Brian.
Trump.
Yeah, he's fake.
He doesn't want me to say, hey, you can't say you're going to kill the president. So that, this is just the top 10 we printed. YouTube hits InfoWars with third strike as free speech purge goes viral. Drudge link to that. At that time, we had three strikes. You're supposed to be banned. Sometimes it rolls over the next day and it happens. My source said, yeah, they're there. You'll probably be banned the next 12 hours.
Yeah, we couldn't even upload a video.
Well, this has happened four times last week, but they said we're banned. Advertisers are pulling ads from Alex Jones' show, YouTube channel. And that's meant to get people locally to hear it on AM and FM and think, oh, I'll do the same. But then, again, most of them never advertised or just advertised this week. The smallest advertisement, $20, just so they could pull in Virtue Signal. And CNN admits they cooked the whole thing up.
But really, how illegal is it? How, I mean, this is
so illegal. You go into a restaurant and order a cup of coffee because you own the restaurant across the street, just so you can say to the paper, I found a roach leg in my coffee.
And then you go put the roach in the coffee.
Of course.
Yeah. But how is this not illegal? Think about it, Alex. They, whoever it was, flags the videos.
No, CNN says they did.
And then what do they say? They say that InfoWars says that David Hogg is a crisis actor, or InfoWars says that they're all crisis actors. But we never said it. And so now that's what permeates, though. That's what gets out into the mainstream.
And then that's the excuse to end free speech when thousands of other conservative accounts were banned. Christian accounts are Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. No one's even, they're just talking about us.
But it's not
the big story is, the big story is, and I've read this in the trade publications before, Ted Nugent would sell out 50,000, 20,000, 10,000 person in smaller town arenas everywhere. He's a bestseller. They told him all the three big concert companies, you denounce guns and leave the NRA and we'll let you be number one. Because people love him and they love that genre. And he says no, so it's costing him. I'm not going to say the number, but again, people say, well, he's already rich. The point is, if they can get him, they can get us all. Continuing. As advertisers flee, Alex Jones claims his YouTube ban will come today. Gizmodo. So Gizmodo's been cheerleading the day before. InfoWars is about to be banned was their headline. But see now, oh, he claims.
So when you report on it, it's fake news. When they report on it, it's...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Major, because when you have three strikes, you're banned. But instead, it just sat there. Because I guess they have a hold on the account because they know their own employees are going in and doing it, even though it's not true.
It's just...
Major brands express concern after YouTube runs their ads on Alex Jones' channel. And again, they've got ad buyers that put their ads in for the PR stunt. These people never advertise with us.
Yeah, I found a cockroach in your coffee shop, sir.
Yeah.
We have your
Alex Jones holding InfoWars at YouTube's community standards is the first step towards me being arrested and killed. Media matters. That's what they do. Yeah, first they silence you, then they demonize you, then they arrest you, then they kill you. Yeah, that's how it works.
And that's any leftist death cult.
Advertisers ask YouTube to pull ads from Alex Jones, CBS News. And the CBS goes on to say, no one's pulling him, he has no strikes. This is when the channel was shut down yesterday. Didn't exist. So see, it's next level. They're banning us, but it's not happening.
Well, it's almost like now they don't even know what to report because YouTube's going back and forth. So now they're reporting Alex Jones is banned, and then you're banned, and then they lift it, and you're back, and they're like, well, what happened?
He lied. He
Alex
did it.
Is the bad guy. Pull your ads. Everyone's pulling their ads from the failure, Alex Jones. It's all happening.
Advertisers flee InfoWars founder Alex Jones' YouTube channel. Money, CNN. And they're the ones in another article running it. Breitbart documents this. They're the ones running it. And again, that's March 3rd. That's yesterday. But CNN pushes YouTube to ban Alex Jones, demonetize his video. See, 20th Century Fox, Paramount Network pull ads from InfoWars. Alex Jones says YouTube will delete InfoWars channel. Yeah, we had three strikes sitting there, and we talked to one of the people at YouTube, and they said, yeah, I guess it hasn't rolled over yet and deleted you. Advertisers pull out of InfoWars YouTube channels, EdgeNet. Dozens of leading brands pull ads from far-right conspiracy YouTube channel. They're just having a simulated victory over us. Alex Jones claims YouTube account to shut down InfoWars channel. On and on and on. International Business Times. Alex Jones YouTube channel running advertisers of brands without their knowledge. Without their knowledge. They went and advertised this week. They have PR advertising agencies that made the buys. You know what? I've got the internal stuff. We screenshot. I'm just going to put it out. That's it. You came and requested it so you could then pull out. It's like a woman that asks you to have sex with her and she claims rape.
Mm-hmm.
They came. These brands came and bought on my channel, even though I don't control it. YouTube let them rape me. Nike raped me. The UN raped me. You all raped me because I wouldn't take your advertising. You raped me, and then you say I raped you. I'm going to say it. Nike raped me. All these, they raped me. They came and advertised just so they could say they pulled out and I raped them. No, you raped me.
And this is the same company that
20th Century Fox raped me. Expedia raped me. The Mormon Church just said they didn't know they were on there. All this stuff, National Rifle Association. Now, this is incredible. Go ahead.
Well, I can actually, I'm starting to kind of see the tea leaves now that you just went down that.
By the way, the NRA has been advertised for off and on for years. They're a real sponsor. But they didn't pull. See, they also then say everyone's pulling, and then they mix in names that didn't pull. Lies on lies on lies on lies. What the hell? This is the next level.
Well, Nike's the same company that promoted kneeling during the national anthem. But Alex, I think I'm actually starting to see what they're doing to you here. It's just like the gay frogs thing, where whenever we go out, somebody has to yell gay frogs, and it's a pseudo.
You lost your kids, you lost your advertisers, frogs.
That's what this is. I'm not really sure what the final agenda here is, but they want to trick you and trap you and put out some sort of fake narrative so that they're all their minions in the streets. This is going to be their new thing. Like, oh, you were purged from, you said you were banned from YouTube, but YouTube never banned you. Like, that'll be their new thing. They're trying to groom their street minions.
They're testing how to ban free speech.
So they'll ban you, and you'll be banned, and you'll report on your ban. You'll have all these magazines and news articles about how you're banned, and then they'll lift it, and then we'll go out on the street and say, they'll be like, you said you were banned. Fake news. You're not banned.
No, we're not hitting you in the head with bike locks or aiming guns at you. We're not calling for killing cops.
What gay frogs? There are no gay frogs.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, one of the producers, Matt, was pointing out that InfoWars is a wild card. They don't know what we're going to say. They know what we're going to do. They know we're not controlled by them. They know there's eyewitnesses or reports. The hostage rescue team gave us intel about the gun running and how he was meeting with a Muslim group. And that's pretty much all come out now in Vegas. So they're scared that we're a conduit that'll tell you Hillary's having convulsions every 45 minutes. The Secret Service told us she has a black ambulance and that we should just follow her and she's going to fall down. Our reporters caught her collapsed for an hour a week before in Cleveland, Ohio, but didn't had them running in with the stretchers and everything. But the next week, then somebody else caught her falling down in New York. So that's what they're scared of, just like they're scared of you. That's why websites are getting rid of mainline newspapers, get rid of the comment sections and everything, because they don't want you interacting. Owen.
Well, who was it that reported that the real Russian collusion was with Hillary Clinton years ago? That was InfoWars. Now it's coming out. See, they can't run their little psyops and...
And by the way, how do we know? It's already out there with FBI investigations. And again, New York Times articles in 2015. The mainstream media used to do some journalism and some fake news to act credible. They've just gone full lie now. We only know all this stuff because it was in the New York Times in 2010 and 2015. We know about Fast and Furious because the CBS, Cheryl Atkinson, got the documents where they said, ATF agents go, we're getting people killed. They go, we're going to get the guns. But she got fired. That's what I'm saying. They've completed the purge of real journalists from mainstream media. They didn't used to be this bad.
So how easy would it have been for the media to destroy Trump and keep him out of office if it wasn't for InfoWars? It would have been really easy. Who goes to the rallies? I mean, seriously, who else goes to a Trump rally and then puts a microphone in front of a Trump protester hundreds of times?
You're going to play that next hour because I was told by two YouTube executives that are more libertarian. There's really no conservatives there. I mean, I'm a libertarian myself. And by that, they're just not socially, you know, on a witch hunt or whatever. They're officially conservative and like, you know, having freedom of ideas. They just don't agree with some of the more leftist stuff. They told me, they said, you know what they're pissed about, right? And it's what they keep banning.
Yeah.
And they said, it's people like Owen Schroyer. They're blocking those videos when Owen's average video gets like a million views. It would have been like 10 million. And they're scared because it shows how crazy mainline Democrat rallies are. So next hour, you're going to play some of these that have like 10 million views, 3 million views that would have had more. They're scared of you, buddy.
And then what happens too, that's why InfoWars is so powerful, is it becomes like a rock thrown into a pond, and then there's this ripple. So there's the InfoWars channel and the Alex Jones channel, and we get the millions of views on that, and then our audience takes it and they cut it up and they make a remake and they do a remix and they do a music video.
And there's no way to gauge it.
And they can't stop it. They cannot stop it unless they stop it at the source. That's why they have to shut us down. Because if we stop putting the content out there, proprietarily, then they don't have that chamber, that ripple.
And the only folks that got it right was Rolling Stone, because they already cut our money off a year ago on YouTube, and it wasn't that big to begin with. And they already shrunk it down to nothing. But Rolling Stone said, no, he's using his main channels, his feeder channels, for all the rest of the web, not just YouTube, and for young people that he hasn't gotten tuned in yet. I'm like, okay, bingo. Who's thinking finally something in MSN? They're trying to destroy us. And the article... You know, I think it's like a headline like, you know, the purge on YouTube is bigger than Alex Jones. And they say purge him, but, you know, you're waking folks up too much purging everybody else. It's a very evil article. But they finally figure out something that we're already off YouTube. They've already banned us all over the place. It doesn't matter because everybody grabs it and puts it out everywhere else.
And so, again, if they cut it off at the source, they stop that ripple effect.
We're just going to put it on our own servers in HD for everybody to copy.
But it's never going to stop.
We were only getting a couple hundred thousand views on those videos they banned. One of you and one of me the first. When we put them up on the website in 2 days, 7 million views. Last time I checked, it was 16 million views.
Yeah, if they want
to... Here's the problem. I had to pay like $8,000 for that.
But that's what they don't understand, though. It's like a double-edged sword. It's like they're sick and twisted because they do want to shut you down. So they're really sick and twisted.
But evil can only think maybe one top evil generals, maybe two steps ahead. We can think 20 ahead.
Exactly. So they always go with the hate. And that's ban Alex, censor Alex. Alex, how about this? Let's make a video of Alex and let's make him look stupid. Yeah, you're going to stab your dog at the mall.
They don't
think it's 100 million views.
They don't think how people go. Wow, they're demonizing these people. We better see what they're saying.
I mean, that when I first discovered you, I was watching the news and I'm like, what? This is fake. This news? I don't believe any of this stuff. The FBI can't find out who the Tsarnaev brothers are, yet they're CIA assets. They were monitoring the guy's travel back and forth.
And the media spins it. Alex says the police blew everybody up. No, criminal elements of our government, Obama, let them do it. And that came out later.
And then there's a drill the same day. I mean, it's all the same. They have this massive manhunt and then they can't even find the guy. And then someone walks out into his backyard and finds him in a boat. And then they're sitting in their shoe. I mean, you know, we're going off on a tangent, but the point is, they can't run their psyops. They can't run their fake news. They can't start fake wars. They can't make you elect a fake president when there is competition, when there's real news out there. But you know what, Alex? I think that why they've ramped it up so much now is because your impact. You used to be lighting brush fires of liberty. Now there's like, it's just like the whole place is just burned with all the fires you've started. Like all of their lies.
Well, I don't just say this to act like I'm humble. It's the truth. It's Drudge Report. It's because I'll be honest, the other sites are wimpy and chicken, most of them. I mean, Drudge has had the courage. But now what Drudge talks about, what we talk about, is now on talk radio. They understand that we force the narrative over to reality. We force the needle way towards reality. Not that we're perfect, but we're trying to find reality. We're willing to say what really is going on. And the listeners are the real power. Let's be clear about the listeners. They're the reason we're here.
Well, what happens in 1984? Just if there's just one individual, they cannot have one individual that thinks differently. They cannot have one individual.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
So imagine here they are trying to create a 1984 civilization, and they've got millions of people that think differently. They've got millions of people that go out to Trump rallies, listen to InfoWars, go to Drudge, and they don't know what to do. It kills them. It destroys them. They want to smash us out with the boot.
It's crazy. Here's the thing. It's what's such a good Breitbart article is that they explain. Here's Stelter saying he's pro-free speech a year ago in an op-ed. And then here he is saying, ban Alex Jones. He's pollution. Well, I don't just use Nazi analogies like everybody else does, calling anybody that's for basic freedom a Nazi. That's what the Nazis did, is they said, you're pollution. I mean, and then they banned you. That's how you dehumanize somebody. Brian Stelter says, I've never said shut him off the air. I've never said go to, you know, they're bullying old ladies at CNN at their houses, you know, go file complaints on them. People approached me about that and said, well, let's use their tactics. I'm not going to use their tactics. I'm not a sack of garbage.
Well, look at the history of the Nazis. What did they do? They staged false flags to blame their opponents. Okay, so you've got all these Democrats.
Operation Himmler to start World War II, to attack Poland, Operation... you know, all those other operations they launched, the whole Reichstag fire.
So this is what the Democrats do. They stage violence at Trump rallies. They caught on video. Bob Cramer got fired. Aaron Black got named. They start stuff and then they blame Trump supporters. What else do they do? What else do the Nazis do? They censored free speech. They censored anyone that wouldn't go along with the official narrative coming out of the official Nazi party. That's what the left is doing today.
And then they wouldn't let people be in commerce, like doing the NRA and everybody else and us. And then they blocked you out, made you live in a ghetto. And then they got you poor and under their control. And then they started rounding up a few people at first, and then more and more, knowing how to always just push, so nobody pushed back. And pretty soon, you're in a ditch, being marched in to be shot in the back of the head or being marched into a gas chamber.
And now let's bring it home. If you go out on the streets, let's say you live in a big city, you're listening in New York City right now. If you go out on the streets and you have a Make America Great Again hat on, a red hat,
you will be attacked.
You're going to be attacked. You're going to have coffee thrown at you. You're going to have someone spit on you. You're going to have someone attack you. So I'm not trying to make any equivalencies here.
But the left has been incrementally radicalized in these echo chambers that they claim we are, and they're out of control. Let me just say this before you go to break. Speaking of funding us, we have the biggest specials ever from 30 to 80% off. And I mean, we have like more than 60 items at 80% off. The biggest sales. We have the average is 50% off on best-selling items. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. That's the biggest thing you can do. Is fund the operation. Operation Paul Revere ran last week through today. It's being extended 1 week. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Pollenbach, 50% off. Immune Wall, 50% off. Real Red Bull, 50% off. Biome Defense, the Amazing Probiotic, 50% off. True Way, 50% off. Probiotic, Prebiotic Fiber, 50% off. InfoWars Life, 40% off. Clearance Apparel, 80% off. That's some of our best-selling stuff, but then it kind of gets buried. There's thousands of T-shirts. Aegis Body Armor, Backpack Inserts, 20% off. And you checkmate them when you financially support us. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, I want to get into the next big shoe to drop. Nunes has come out and said, we found evidence of Hillary and real rushing meddling, and there's almost a total news blackout. That's coming up. Second hour. Stay with us.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Owen Schroyer is my guest, riding shotgun here. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Owen, I've had a whole bunch of newspapers call me publications and want me to go over this. We're going to do this in this little short segment so they can see this on air instead of me having to email it out to a bunch of them. I told them to tune in sometime today. And then we're going to come back. I'm going to go ahead, I think, and host the rest of the hour with you. But you've got a bunch of clips to play, a lot of critical information. Next segment, we'll play some clips of the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Nunes, is coming out and saying they found evidence of Hillary colluding. Well, it's public. I mean, hell, Mueller ordered it and Comey ordered it shut down. So that's big. That's next segment. But because if you just joined us, there's a big national move. It's in thousands of publications, misrepresenting what we said, calling for InfoWars to be shut down, calling for our sponsors to be taken, contacting sponsors trying to get rid of them. They won't bail on us. So then they have on YouTube where you can go with an ad agency and advertise as low as $20, you know, per little internet ad, and then have people pull off saying, oh, look, there's a consensus. There's a wave. So it's fraud. But I thought since we went over this, I would give people some of these dates here and go over some of these for TV viewers so they can see them. So document cam, please. Because the new thing is these strikes haven't happened. So document cam, please. And I'll just show you here. These are the February 27th bans. Going back, and then there was one before that, the truth about crisis actors in the Florida shooting, and we said there weren't crisis actors. They were just anti-gun young people who clearly have been coached to put out this message, and out of 3,000, they've been picked. What is to blame for the Florida high school shooting? They said that bullied children. We said that was psychotropic drugs and a stand down. Okay, David Hall can't remember his lines. We just say they're telling him what to say. We'll say this on the video. We're not saying he's an actor, though now they've gone on Bill Maher and shows and said they are actors and are part of the acting department. I'm not saying they're crisis actors and weren't there or it didn't happen. They're just scripting. So again, they're parsing words here. Here's another one. David Hall can't remember his lines. Were students coached after Florida school shooting? We thought, hey, let's change the name. It's confusing, folks, when they brought that video back. It was the truth about crisis actors in Florida shooting. We changed it to that, saying, you know, let's not cause trouble because we never really said that. Let's just go where they coached to make it even more accurate. They banned that. Then they reinstated it. And as you can see, that's March 3rd. And then another one hit yesterday on the 3rd, and then there was just no notice. It was just frozen. The account was frozen. And they said there's a strike, but nothing. And then that was removed by the time we got here to print it. I was interviewing Ted Nugent in Waco yesterday when this happened. But here's the community guideline strikes. Here's what they explained happened to us. Here's a where they try to, I mean, so there it is. It's like, it's five strikes at 9 days, but four that are printed. And then again, I've got The Verge and people just saying, show us proof there's even strikes. I'm like, use the search engine, you morons. It's all over the news. CNN's calling for us to be banned. Again, these people are so servile.
I'm telling you, this is going to be the next thing we deal with, is going out, oh, I thought you got banned. InfoWars got banned. Alex Jones is banned. You're not banned. You're fake news. I can just see it now. That's going
to
be their new
thing. But then they'll call for us. Get out of here. I'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
You ought to be shut down. But nobody's trying to ban you. It's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Exactly. Well, we've got that. I mean, one of the videos that we're going to play here in the second hour is them literally saying, get out, InfoWars. Get out, Austin. Alex Jones can't be in Austin, Texas. And I'm like, well, wait.
I'll be at a shoe store in my children's, and they always look like mental patients. I'll see them, I go, oh my God, and they'll walk by and go, and they'll black, white, old, young, male, and they'll go, get out of here, Nazi, and they like run off giggling. And
I've seen it. It's weird. But you know what? On the other side of the spectrum, though, even though you deal with the crazies that look like they'd like to, you know, maybe stab you or something, there's so many great people that come up to us, too. I mean, there's
Oh, 10 to 1.
Yeah.
But,
and they're loving
I'm always just happy when people want to shake my hand now instead of attack me, but. Speaking of this, Ted Nugent's coming up with just a few little explosive previews of the bombshell 2.5 interview at his home with his amazing wife. They're both tuning in right now. We love him to death. Ted Nugent, you think we've paid prices? Ted hasn't even told about it, what he's gone through for the Second Amendment.
Austin, Texas, and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's Ted Nugent's last album. He played some of his new album coming out, and it was as good as Stranglehold. It was as good as Cat Scratch Fever. It was good as Free For All. And right up there growing up, you know, Ted Nugent's one of my favorite. True Americana, 50 million plus records sold. I met him before, and he's been on the show. I've been on here 23 years. He's been on the show since about 18, 19 years ago, probably 50 times. And he's invited me to his house like 10 years ago. And it's not that I didn't want to go do it, but it's kind of like Ted Nugent's invited to your house outside Waco, and you're kind of like, okay. And then he's invited me. His wife's amazing. She's a listener. You know, we talk all the time off air. But to go to his house, and he drives the same black Hellcat I do, but he got one before they came out that's 800 plus horsepower, not 700. And it's like the same interior that he chose and everything. It's like, this is getting weird. I was like, there's probably 100 of these cars. He's got one of them.
880 on the track.
Yeah. His car is like a souped up Hellcat. I've got a regular one, but the same black Hellcat, same interior that we chose. I had like 10 interiors. It was like, same Hellcat, same interior. I was like, they told me only like three other guys got the same interior out of the choices they got. And Nugent's one, there's one other guy. So I'm like at his house going, okay, this is getting really weird. And as he's got this really humble house, you know, and his wife's amazing. And he did more than 6,000 interviews in 2016 for the president. 6,000. He worked like 15 hours a day. And he's so cool because he's straight edge. He's never drank a beer. He's never smoked marijuana. He's never done nothing. He's 70, and he looked like he was about 50, and he could kick my ass. I mean, he's not trying to act like
70. He doesn't look 70.
In person, though. I mean, you think he's trying to act all crazy when you see him on TV? No, he's a maniac, dude.
Well, shoot, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Keith Richards, too, but look at Keith Richards, you know, compared to Ted Nugent.
Well, Nugent is a high Norse name of the Vikings that took over France and England. So, I mean, Nugent's a big Viking. That's what he is. Anyways, the point is that I'm not kissing his ass because people say, oh, that was a guy big in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, whatever. No, that's even bigger now on tour. The only way music industry makes money is on tour. And I happen to read trade publications, so I saw it. Nugent sells out 20,000-seat deals consistently. He can sell out 50 in bigger cities. He is in the top 10 of folks you want to be on the trail because all of his bass that wants to come out. He told me off record, and a lot of stuff on record, I can say this. We're going to be able to have more of the clips tomorrow during the show. We've got, like, with all three cameras, like, you know, 6-7 hours of footage, but 2.5 hours of footage total on each camera. He told me what was going on, showed it all to me. Tens of millions of dollars he's turned down just the last year and a half since Trump got elected, because they put up with it before that. But since Trump got in and he's on the NRA, they said deny all this and turn against it. Doesn't matter, you can sell out every arena you're in. You are banned from touring. And he said, Alex, I've got 7 kids, 14 grandkids. It's all on video. He said, I don't care. And it was so intense. Like, I've been around a lot of people who put off an aura. I've been around Trump. His wife puts off an amazing aura. But on others. But with Nugent, the time I met him, he had a cowboy hat on. He was going to interview somebody. We talked a little bit. He was kind of crazy and amped up because that was the enemy. But the guy's like a living jack-o'-lantern or something in a good way. I mean, he's like wild. And he's not putting on an act. He is wild. He's the spirit of Americana. That's why they hate him. And so we bitch about having our sponsors banned and them trying to kick us off YouTube with our billions of views and all the lies and, you know, paying people. They admit paying people to say credible asinine crap. And, oh, man, what we've already discovered with our people on the ground. This is going to blow up in that Hillary lawyer's face big time. But that's a side issue. But to then, I mean, his behind-the-scenes meetings with Trump that I can't get into, but we've got, he says Trump's totally, when he goes to the, you know, anti-gun stuff and hears from him to show how radical they are when they call for the full ban. And I was given all the inside baseball, and I already knew it, and I was given the NRA inside baseball. By the way, they brought in more members than ever. They're not being hurt by all the boycotts. It's the lie. But Nugent, because he's tied into the entertainment industry, he's the only guy who he's given up $40 million the last year and a half. He didn't tell me that. I misquote. Excuse me. I mean, I think that is awesome. That is, he's a hero, man. I love Ted Nugent. I loved his music, and I loved him, and I loved his spirit. But being with him for 3 hours, I mean, I knew Charlton Heston, and he was a great gentleman, a great patriot. But Charlton Heston was great. But I'm telling you, Ted Nugent is 1776. I got to tell you, that guy is being underutilized, just like Chuck Norris, who I know behind the scenes is really a huge patriot, but is too humble to be the leader. I mean, Ted Nugent is it.
Well, and the Ted Nugent example where he's being, you know, and this happens in all industries.
Hey, who would turn down $40 million? And he didn't want me to say the names of the companies, any of it. He wants to work it out. I mean, this guy, he doesn't need it, but I know people that know him. He is one of the big, he doesn't want to say it. He didn't tell me this. Nugent really is a big, big conservative bleeding heart. Nugent gives something like a third of his earnings to children and orphanages and real stuff. He's the real deal. He's a maniac.
And so, but they don't want to have him make a bunch of money, right? You don't want that guy to make money because he likes the Second Amendment.
He sells out. I've already read about it before. You're going to a venue of 20,000 in Austin and it's Ted Nugent and a bunch of other top. I mean, it's sold out. He has one of the highest rating continual deals that he's banned in America.
But this is what the entertainment industry has done. They have their liberals at the top, a consortium.
Authoritarian scum.
And so they run the music industry, the television industry, the entertainment. I mean, it's all of it, the acting.
They with computers, deny the veterans health care and just let them die from operable stuff. These people are scum and they fear anybody real. And so they fear Ted Nugent.
And so they say, all right, you know what, Ted Nugent, this is a guy. You know what, Ted, we're more powerful than you, buddy. We're not going to let you get that big show. You're not going to earn that $40 million this time around unless you want to come out and say the NRA is bad and you want to disavow gun ownership. And so Nugent gives him a big fat middle finger. And
Ted Nugent was like a 6'2" elf. I mean, he looked like an alien, dude. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. He looked like he was totally real, totally energetic. None of it was fake. And I felt powerful in his presence. I'm not, people know I don't BS. I felt stronger in Nugent's presence as a man. That's 1776, baby.
But think about, you know.
And you know what? He's proud they did this. He doesn't care about that. He's already, so successful, 50 million records or whatever. But just that's what we're facing. We're facing real authoritarianism. We'll play the clips when we come back. But sorry, I'm going to go ahead. I'm just so damn honored to be in the same league, even though I'm not in the same, strata. We're in the same league, brother. Our listeners are. We're in the league of people that aren't scumbag criminals.
I mean,
that aren't authoritarians, man.
I mean, this is the second American Revolution. I mean, these are the new founding fathers. I mean, that's what Ted Nugent is. That's what Alex.
We got some of the video. We were shooting bows. He was hitting over and over again in a pattern the size of a quarter. And I'm good with a bow, and I was shooting in a pattern like that. I mean, it's just, I was sitting there. It's just amazing.
You know Ted Nugent, though, is not the only one that's been blackballed like this. You know Ted Nugent isn't the only one that's been financially strangled like this. They do this any conservative in the music industry or in the, arts and culture industry.
But it makes us blood brothers that we've been through this persecution. Because our forebears at Ticonderoga, giant guns, 80-something miles, I forget. Look up Ticonderoga. These were the biggest guns in the Western Hemisphere. They were like tens of thousands of pounds, and their shoes were just old leather shoes. They fell apart dragging them. In the last 20 miles, it was blood everywhere, and those guys were so strong, they drug. That's why some of our ships were named Ticonderoga 1, 2, 3, because that just means indomitable. And they took the mountain, they took the big guns that controlled the harbor, and they hauled them back to use. And I mean, so yeah, Ted Nugent is great, but like he said to me yesterday, he said, man, we're together manning Concord Bridge, and he means it.
Well, you've got Anthony Sabato Jr., who gets excommunicated from television because he's a conservative, so he's going to run for Congress.
Exactly. California. Suppressing us only makes us, exactly. And a top globalist once told me off record, you will adapt to submitting. No, we will adapt to conquering your ass.
And Stacey Dash just announced that she's going to be running for Congress as well, another actress that gets blackballed from the Hollywood industry because she's conservative. So that's fine, but that is the answer. Don't.
By the way, Owen, you make me feel stronger.
And push back.
There's not a lot of. You make me feel stronger.
Well, I'm a product of what you've done, Alan.
No. You're a product of your family and history. The point is, we will take the challenge. We will win.
Do you feel liberty rising, Alex? Do you sense that?
Oh, that's why they're trapping their bridges.
That's exactly right.
Let's see. I'll explain this when we come back.
Raw and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
I've been doing this 23 years. I don't claim any laurels, but I'm not out to get you. And I can tell you, I'm an American. And if you're looking for the American resistance, if you're looking for the people fighting for free market, fighting for religious freedom, fighting for just what works and what we know is successful, you found it. You found it, the tip of the spear. Owen Schroyer's here. I'm going to play the Ted Nugent clips that the editors just got ready out of. Again, if you do 3 hours, almost 3 hours interview on three cameras, that's almost 9 hours of footage. We got two clips coming out in the next segment. And you're going to have a lot throughout the week because I promise to take my daughters. They particularly have never seen snow except for like maybe an inch on the ground in Austin twice. One of them's 13. So I said, I'm going to take you to snow. So we're going to snow and we're doing it. And even if they shut everything down, I'm going to leave you here like Colonel Travis at the Alamo while I go gallivanting around. My daughters deserve a little time. But I'll be calling in and stuff. But
you deserve a little time too, Alex. I know wild horses couldn't drag you away.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be with my family sitting around the house or, you know, swimming in the swimming pool or going for a hike. But no, they want to see snow. I get it. There's that kind of that ancestral memory going to the mountains. But just during the 4 minute break, I'm back there in the coffee room getting a glass of iced tea, and we've got Fox News on, and it's saying Robert Mueller. We're going to play it in a moment. Robert Mueller has moved on from Russiagate to now investigating Saudi influence and Chinese influence. Mm. And I'm going to play the part about Saudi influence. And they go, and Trump's under criminal investigation. I thought it was about Russians. Why did Trump go to Saudi Arabia instead of Qatar or the UAE? Because Saudi Arabia runs the whole Middle East except for Iran. It runs 80% of Islam, the Sunnis. They were the ones funding ISIS and funding the Democrats. They arrested thousands of the ruling class who were funding the deep state here. Trump went there to cut the funding off, short of having a war with Saudi Arabia. And the king was so blown away with the president there knowing everything, off his briefings with General Flynn and other generals that sent Flynn, whose names I'm not supposed to say, some of the former heads of the and president's advisors. I'm just letting the deep state know I know all of it. That was brought, and then ISIS crumbled. And it helped Russia defeat ISIS and the U.S. military. That's how you do it. Why have a war if you can go to the Saudi king and go, I know you're threatened by internal groups using ISIS to control you? Because the Saudis, some of them don't like this either. They want to just, you know, be successful and not be radical Islam. Now they're reforming. Women can drive cars. Women can have jobs. Hijabs may come off. Trump went and said, you know, I can overthrow you right now. Stop it. And they made a deal. That has been spun into being anti-American. We're going to play the clip, but Owen, what do you say to this?
Well, there's so much that Trump is doing that is behind the scenes that people aren't aware of.
He's smart.
And kind of like his entire campaign. I mean, this, like you said, you know, he goes off to Scotland.
You don't think we're the only ones that get it. I mean, his dad was a big John Bircher.
So he's out, you know, he's in Scotland for a couple of years. He's talking to his family about this, and he's, you know, war gaming it out, trying to figure out, you know, when do I attack point A? When do I attack point B?
He met with a bunch of former generals and intelligence chiefs for 6 months at least.
Where do you think, you know what, though, Alex?
They all flew into Scotland.
Since Mueller is, you know, the one.
Isn't it funny? This whole thing was planned in Scotland. You know, Texas was founded by Scots.
Of course, you know, William Wallace, you know, the great stories of patriots and liberty in Scotland. But, you know, there's kind of been a talking point of discussion. Who is Mueller? What is he really doing? Is he for Trump? Is he anti-Trump? Is he actually going to turn on Hillary in the end? And this whole thing is kind of an act to pretend like he's going against Trump. And then he's going to sell everybody out in the end down the drain. And this could all end up coming back to 9/11 too, Alex. And a lot of experts are saying,
remember, he threatened to bring out 9/11 and Jeb Bush quit.
So exactly. So you kind of got all of these different angles that are just kind of like Mott's balls, just sitting there stewing, and you're really not sure what's going on. And the worm is kind of starting to turn. And I figure, based on studying President Trump and what he's done, when he said last week, take the guns first, due process second, rightfully so, everybody freaked out. You can't say that.
That was meant to get us out of our sleep, because I read Trump weeks before was concerned we were asleep. He just woke our asses up of what they were doing, but he knew if they said it, we wouldn't wake up. They think he's too confident. God, you weren't with Nugent. And he didn't want me to say all this on record. Part of it's coming out tomorrow. He'll talk about where play it. You just, it was a wake up.
But
Trump is even willing to take the heat himself to get us to wake up. Owen, you are.
And then remember Dianne Feinstein, like a witch. He goes in like, yeah, we'll get that.
But do you get how Trump is? He said, if we're not worried about Democrats, we think he's so strong, he will then say it to wake us up.
But then what has happened?
God, is that not sophisticated?
And what has happened in the past? Every time.
And Feinstein can't even figure out what's happening.
They literally can't get it. Dude, that is the crazy. I mean, Adam Schiff gets prank called by Russians. But every time he does something like this, whether it be saying that Syria is chemically attacking their own people and everyone freaked out about that, then he kind of drew back and didn't go down that road, didn't start the war in Syria.
He told me personally, he said, we're not going in there. And then a week later, it was in the news.
Exactly. He does the DACA thing. Oh, we'll sign 1.5 million people to DACA. Okay, that doesn't happen. He delivers.
He knows how to take the piss out of war propaganda, out of anything they build as a big PR campaign. He goes, I agree. It dissipates, and then he doesn't do it.
And so I figure, though, based on if you studied Trump like a roller coaster, like arches, something big is coming. Something huge is about to. Trump is going to reveal something or do something. He just announced he's going to be doing a rally in Pennsylvania.
Trump is about to reveal something huge.
I think so.
Let's go to this clip from Fox News. Like during the break, just 10 minutes ago, I'm watching this and now it's not Russia. Now he's a Saudi pawn, even though he literally cut their genitals off and made them roll over and stop doing something that's bad for them, everybody else, and crushed ISIS. Well, just see it for yourself. Here it is.
According now we're, to the Times,
you know, we're Saudi agents.
Investigators want to know if
we're all anyone's agents but us.
Of the UAE to buy political favor or influence with the Trump campaign through campaign money. The businessman George Nader, the Times reports, was a frequent visitor to the Trump White House in 2017. Advised top Trump aides on Middle East policy ahead of the president's visit to Saudi Arabia last year, and Nader has been a sort of advisor to one of the leaders of the UAE. Now the special counsel is interviewing witnesses about Emirati influence and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner's family business ties to the Middle East.
We could not understand why the Trump administration was so firmly taking the Saudis' side in this dispute between...
They're 80% of Islam. Mecca's based there. They run the whole thing. They're running it. So you go to who is in charge to stop it. Like if you wanted to end World War II before it started, you'd go to Hitler. And they have this buffoon like, this Democrat, yeah, back it up. Tori had it. I think you guys backed up at the start there. Owen, this is Twilight Zone now.
Well, think about it. Just like Russia, who was it? There was
No. It was never Russia. It was Saudi collusion.
But it was.
No, we're going to arrest Trump for Saudi collusion.
But who actually colluded with the Saudis? Okay, you're looking at. Exactly. So they take everything that Hillary.
He was there cutting off their funding.
So does this once again, though, but does this show, I mean, what does this show about Mueller? Does this show that Mueller is covering for Hillary? I mean, what? Because that is just so weird. I mean, why all of a sudden is Mueller looking into Saudi Arabia? Like, what's going on with that?
All we know is, why did he go to Saudi Arabia? It's only the most powerful country in the Middle East, not Israel. Israel has nukes, but financially, Saudi Arabia.
Since when? Here's another incredible angle. This wasn't even news. People have been colluding with Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Well, they call the president under the Constitution can make any deal he wants. Then if you want to impeach him, that's fine. But he has that power. Or you don't have to ratify the treaty. Exactly. Him going over and having them roll over this big victory, now that becomes Saudi collusion. If the president communicates with anybody, that's treason. This is Boulder Dash. This is Bullpucky. We'll be back with Ted Nugent exclusive. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. And the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, we don't put good faces on things unless they're good faces. But I got to tell you, the fact that our people aren't easily bought or pushed around or controlled and are dedicated to ideology and spiritual issues is our strength. But I want to play these clips before I go to Ted Nugent, since we mentioned him, and we've got some other clips that are critical here. I want to go to Trey Gowdy, second special counsel, maybe unavoidable, and then the big clip, Devin Nunes, who has just been under such attack. Talk about another guy, because I can imagine what he's going through behind the scenes. I can just imagine. There's evidence of Russian collusion with Hillary. Well, we know that. It's confirmed. Mueller and Comey separately ordered stand downs when she was Secretary of State under Obama and when she was co-president back in the 90s with Bill Clinton. So let's go ahead and play first Trey Gowdy. Here it is.
Some of these witnesses have already left the department. which means the inspector general does not have jurisdiction. And there are other agencies like the State Department where Michael Horowitz at DOJ has no jurisdiction whatsoever. Maria, over the weekend, I've counted up almost 24 witnesses that the inspector general would not have access to were he alone conducting this investigation. So I think we're trending perhaps towards another special counsel. Because of this unique fact pattern and the fact that there are witnesses outside the reach of the inspector general.
So we should have then, you believe, another
Roger
special
Stone first
counsel
called
to
for
investigate
that
these matters.
A year
how,
ago.
Does, how does one
right,
investigate itself,
thanks.
Frankly?
Interest of time. Let's go to Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Here he is with the bombshell. There's evidence of Hillary colluding. Wait, there's evidence of ducks quacking? There's evidence of bears doing, you know what? Next is going to tell me that seals go, or that fish swim in the sea, or the sky's blue on.
Maybe the Pope wears a funny hat or something, too.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a conspiracy theory. Here it is.
That pretty much refuses to cover this issue at all. We have serious abuses that occurred in the FISA court against the Trump campaign. So we continue to get facts. We'll bring those facts forward as we see them. And what I sent out a couple days ago was a letter to Attorney General Jeff Sessions and to Mr. Horowitz, the IG, pretty much updating him on where we are in our investigation and what they should be looking at as it relates to FISA abuse. So I was happy to see Attorney General Jeff Sessions appoint Mr. Horowitz because we welcome more people investigating these serious issues that we're working on.
So you don't agree with the president who was not happy that he appointed a Mr. Horowitz. You have confidence in Michael Horowitz as the inspector general.
Well, look, I welcome anybody to come help investigate because so far it's only the House Intelligence Committee Republicans who are actually doing anything to get to the bottom of who was colluding with Russia. And the more we peel this back, we have clear evidence of collusion, but it's not between the Trump campaign. It's between the Democratic Party and the Hillary campaign and the Russians.
Boom!
Just like we told you years ago.
Because it was all completely clear, and that's why they blamed Trump for it, because they were so scared of it. That's a good tactic, actually. So, just briefly before I go to this TED News clip, we'll come back with more on the other side and then show you the type of videos they're trying to ban off YouTube. They want to ban us, but they want to misrepresent what we said, but that doesn't work because we have the clips. So then they just continue to engage in disinformation. We are running the biggest specials in my 23 years history on air. We've never done 80% off, but we have like 3,000 items, 3,000 different products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of there's so many, we don't even really promote them. So when I say we got 80% off on apparel, that's stuff that didn't sell, but it doesn't mean it's not some of my favorite stuff or great products. It just hasn't been paid attention to. So check that out. Those are loss leaders in a big way. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Pollen Block works so great. Look into that. 50% off. Immune Wall, 50% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Biome Defense, great probiotic, 50% off. True Way, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, our newest product. Sell out very, very quickly, 50% off. InfoWars Life Select products, 40% off. Clearance Apparel, 80% off. Aegis Body Armor, Backpack Inserts, 20% off. And so much more. And when you do that, it literally thumbs your nose in their face. Water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, you name it. It's all there. Again, the adult toothpaste is fluoride-free, sold out. We still have the children's, and we've got more of a lot of the products at this sale level have sold out. So, again, throughout the week, we're going to extend the operation, save the Second Amendment, save the First Amendment, save the Internet Paul Revere special. But we've got to end a lot of these the next few days because they're going to sell out and it's months before more comes in. So thank you for standing in the face of the globalist. Everything you do is turning the tide. InfoWarsStore.com. But spread articles, spread videos, pray for us. Thank those local affiliates. Send them a donation every month. Sign up to tithe on your calendar. But know this, we're defending a religious freedom. We're defending Christianity. We're not taking Easter off our calendar like Apple. We're not supporting Apple being taken over by the communist Chinese. We're fighting hard. InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to support us, you will continue this operation against Hillary Clinton's lawsuits by two of her lawyers against us. You name it. We're going to win those. We got to fight them. So again, please stand with us. Here is Nugent on gun control, and Trump is basically suckering the globalist.
Well, the most important thing that you and I have to focus on is our side. The truth will metastasize. The truth will spread the more we can get our side, conservatives, people in the asset column, people who work for a living, people who believe in the self-evident truth in our founding documents. They are with us. But the dumbing down of America didn't just hit leftists. It's hit conservatives as well. And there's a lot of knee-jerk overreaction going on. And the minute Donald Trump even invites someone from the other side, a lot of our friends will go, why is he even dealing with those people? He should never talk to those people. Well, that's not how you get things done. And I know how he operates. There's a term, and I'll give it to you, and you can beep it whatever you want. But what drives the American dream and quality of life are shit kickers. People who bust their ass to be in the asset column, make sacrifices and take risks, entrepreneurs, welders and carpenters, and hardworking ranchers and farmers, and guitar players, and people that know they have to be productive. What makes America great every day, always has, always will. But a lot of our side will get angry the minute you even give a nod to the other side, and you have to give a nod to the other side, so it encourages them to speak up, to expose their dishonesty and their horrible agenda. President Trump is the ultimate shit kicker. He is a strategist. You can't build an empire like that if you don't meet with all concerns and get them comfortable and get them to believe that you are listening to their points of view, no matter how absurd it is, so it knocks down their guard. Now, I'm not going to get any more detail than that, but all I can tell you is that when Donald Trump meets with maniacs like Dianne Feinstein, who will not let her constituents carry a gun while she has a .38 in her purse, a king, a tyrant, does that. That's why we wrote down after we shot the British at Concord Bridge that we can say what we want to say, we can choose our religion, we're going to have a media that was supposed to monitor the government. We have the right to keep and bear arms, not just the king. The people, we the people have the right to keep and bear arms. If you try to take it away from us, we'll shoot you.
We're not slaves.
We're not slaves. We're not subject. We're free citizens. It was a brand new hallelujah experiment in self-government. So when Trump meets with the other side, it is the perfect strategy. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Watch what he does. I think that his America Great, and remember, in every one of his speeches, every one of his campaign stops, he mentioned the Second Amendment. When was the last guy running for office that did that often? Never before. I believe, now anything can happen. I'm incapable of being shocked by anything anymore. But I pay attention and I trust President Trump. This guy is a clever strategist. President Donald Trump will go down in history as the best president this country has ever had. Support him. And here's the bottom line you and I have talked about forever. It isn't the left that's the enemy. It's our own guys who have their head up their ass and are rendered helpless and worthless by self-inflicted apathy. If you're not calling your elected employees every week and demanding the Trump agenda, demanding to crush these anti-gun bills, if you're not doing that, don't expect your elected employees to cover you.
He is the living Rowdy Rowdy Piper they live. He is the real deal. More coming up with Ted Nugent straight ahead. Played a very powerful clip with Ted Nugent, and again, I've met some of the other biggest rock stars out there. Most of them are leftists, or they're brain dead, or they're drug addicts, or they're cowards. They might have some decent music, but they're long gone. But people like Dave Mustaine, he's a conservative, he's a patriot, and they try to take away Dave's ability to tour, and you notice you don't hear Dave being political anymore. And I'm not knocking him. He had a lot of courage, came on the show, did a lot of stuff. It cost him tens of millions. He stayed at my house many times, good friend. I don't blame him. Came after his family, you name it. Not Ted Nugent. And for people that don't know, there's no money now in recording or online. It's all in concerts. And Ted Nugent has a built-in audience. I didn't just believe him. I've read it before, and I looked it up last night driving home from Waco, where he lives outside. Ted Nugent has one of the best sellout rates. He has like an 87% sellout rate. Small towns, big cities. And since he did this, we're going to play the clip tomorrow. We haven't got it yet. We have like 9 hours of footage off three cameras, 3 hours, you know, total each camera. Ted Nugent has been massively, and it's not about the money. He's happy. It's that they do it to little people, too. We're talking tens of millions of dollars per tour he could have had. He could have had three-plus tours at like $12 to $15 million a piece. Gross for his band, everybody else. Killing the economy. This is the bullying. This is the control. It's why Hollywood rolls over. It's why everybody's a leftist. It's the cult. It's the anti-free market. That's coming tomorrow when you host the show, the weekday program, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But Nugent on Americana, why he woke up, why he's one of the first people during the 60s to go public against it. Then we've got another clip. Here it is.
Hysteria and the dishonesty about firearms is staggering. And if you want to save children's lives, which all conscientious, caring people want to do, you don't go after lies. You go after reality and science and ballistic knowledge. None of them seem to have that.
Well, did I tell you he plays? That's his new album. I told you he plays Stranglehold and the Star Spangled Banner. That's all coming this week.
Sucker kicks.
Yeah, he played his whole concert in his living room. Unbelievable. His spirit is not arrogant or narcissistic or power grabbing. It's just human, male, and strong. And his wife's spirit is just as strong. They're one of the strongest pairs I've ever seen. They were shooting triple magnum. Huge long shotgun shells for goose guns.
Look at that badass.
That's like just on a regular mic.
That's awesome.
It's so cool I can't stand it.
Ted, you talk about how your websites, your tours are more popular than ever, but they are trying to boycott you. They are trying to block you. You didn't want to get into it earlier because you want to see if you can fix it. But everybody's on this unprecedented attempt to bully us out of the market of ideas by trying to financially cut us off.
But they haven't stopped you. I mean, you're bigger than
any of the so-called rock stars out there. Your success, your health, your stamina. I mean, it really is an American success story. But at the same time, you've worked hard for it. You've got your great coffee. You've got your best-selling ammo. Tell us about some of the industries.
Oh, I get
you really are making America great again. You're a rock star and a father and a grandfather and all the things you've done. You've also launched a lot of great products and things, and that's what this country is all about. That's what really
makes this country what it is. I'm supposed to be cut out.
On Facebook every day, I salute entrepreneurs across this country.
I'm not mad at the crew, but I told them, cut me out. God Almighty. I love Wilson. He's a sweetheart, but Lord,
I mean, just
cut me. My hair stick is red because I don't want to be in this video. I want to be about Ted Nugent, man. God. Here, let's go back to him.
Fight and take risks to start business and employ people and be in the asset column. And the Nugent family has always stood by that. We've always worked and earned our own way. And when you stand up for the Second Amendment, all of a sudden you have ammo with your name on it. And I have gold tip arrows with my signature. And I have my Nuge Java. But bottom line is, working hard, playing hard, America is alive and well. And I'm just proud to be one of them. Shemaine and I get up early every day. We work really hard every day. And then we snuggle at night and get ready to start over tomorrow. So I'm just here to salute people who really earn their position
like
in the asset.
That's evil, man and woman together.
Work hard, play hard.
My audience is at the concert. It has a life of its own. It's literally a firestorm of ferocity. My music and my band and my audiences love real American soul music and rock and roll music and rhythm and blues. And this is 2018, and this is the best year of my life, in spite of the crazy world around us. And I think, to some degree, because of the crazy world around us, you see dishonesty and ignorance and hate and rot and evil and nastiness from the left, and it makes you really confident that you're doing good. There's a colloquialism, a battle cry that I always end up with. Sometimes you give the world the best you got, and you get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you got anyway.
All right, guys, we got 3 hours of just, it's all bombshell. And then Ted's like, I want you on Spirit of the Wild. It's going to be some fun stuff. He invited me like 10 years ago and 5 years ago. I'm glad we went and did it. So that was Harrison doing a great job. But put me in it, so he did a bad job. He went from an A plus to a C minus. But let's go to Ted Nugent, who illustrates One shotgun shell, double-lock buck, is 9 9-millimeter rounds. And then you go to Magnum and stuff with the extra, you know, longer, it's even more. So, again, imagine if you were using a sawed-off shotgun. This is a duck gun that's really long. We don't have the clip. I was just told we had the clip. Why in Hades? And I'm not mad about this, but, like, the communication, like, we have this clip that Wilson has that we're going to play, and we're going to give it to you, and then it doesn't happen. But, hey, that's the fun part about live radio is that it's real. And we're a small crew up here on Sunday night. So
no teleprompters in this studio.
We'll be lucky if this interview ever gets out. Like, the bigger it is, the longer it is, the better it is. I don't know what goes on. Everybody's, like, too busy on their own Twitter and Facebook, like, talking to 10 people and everything. I'm not mad about that. It's just like, well, just at least come in my ear and tell me why I was told we had this, but we don't have it. Just. There was a confusion. Well, hey, I'm all glad about that. I love that. I love this. But you got to double check every clip when you're hosting this week. You got to make sure it's in the computer, and you got to make sure it plays. Because it's one thing to go get the interview. It's another thing to air it. That's what it comes down to. And like I said, I don't want any interviews aired that have more than 10 seconds of me in 5 minutes. I might not. You know what? I may not air the news interview. I may edit it myself. I may wait and come back in a week and do it, because I can edit the way I want. Because hell would freeze over. I could have $1 billion and say, do not put me in this, and you would do it. But that's okay. It's fun. I love it. I love that nobody listens to me.
Trying to get a new desk in here?
I just love it. I just love it. Anyways, how are you doing today?
Well, Alex, I was in a good mood today. I really feel that liberty is rising. I really feel that the worm is turning right now against the globalists, and we just have to keep pushing forward. They're gonna try to ban us and censor us. They're gonna probably stage more events, false flags, what have you. You know, more protests and everything, and they'll start new protests. I mean, you know, it's a story now. Anything these students do, these Florida student activists, you know,
4 out of 3,000.
Anything they do is a story now, Alex. Like, anything they do, like, one, you know,
we're not going to the failed Oscars. Oh, yeah. My God.
How is it a story? Florida shooting students won't be attending 2018 Oscars. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was so worried about that. Meanwhile, you literally have the tech left trying to censor free speech, trying to stop the First Amendment. You have the Democrats trying to stop the Second Amendment. Oh, but the Florida students, Alex. Well, what are they doing?
Meanwhile, the entire Vatican at the top is taken over by leftists who've been caught raping kids.
And did you see the guy just sent it's like a 2,000-page dossier of 40 gay priests in the Vatican or something? I mean, this story was on Drudge today. I'm sure the crew can find it.
And that's how they do it. They get you to do it, and then they compromise you, and they take over the next person, and they go, we don't trust you unless you rape a kid. All right, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for coming through. 30 to 80% off store-wide, Infowarsstore.com. We're continuing throughout this next week these huge sales in the face of the censors. Great job of the crew and everybody else. And we are overworked. We're trying to hire more crew and get more done and, you know, do all that. So thank you, everybody, that went out and did the Ted Nugent deal. Great job, Ted Nugent. God, the interviews are so good with him. I just hope we don't drop the ball on it, man. God almighty, I hope not. If people just drop doing their own Facebook for an hour and get focused, we'll win. If not, it's over. But I'll keep trying as hard as I can, ladies and gentlemen. If I can just keep everybody from privately tweeting Ted Nugent to all their friends and taking little video clips out of the office nobody else has seen, if we can just focus on fighting the globals, we'll win. If not, we're done.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.